pricing environments needed for capacity additions. We noted in an earlier audio tip that there were six forms of industry capacity additions. The industry will only bring these capacity additions on stream when the pricing environment is high enough to pay for the operating costs of people and purchases and the capital costs required to support them. Here's a rough rule set on when to expect each capacity addition. First, greenfield expansion requires industry prices sufficient to pay for the company's cost of capital. These price levels are required over a long period of time. Normally, this means that you will see greenfield expansion only when the industry is at its highest price levels. On the other hand, new line expansions, line conversions, and new shifts require prices that are relatively high, but not necessarily at the full replacement cost of capital required for a greenfield expansion. Normally, you will see these kinds of expansions taking place when industry times are relatively good, perhaps in the top third or so of the industry's pricing cycle. Debottlenecking investments, the fifth type of capacity expansion, will take place in most pricing environments. They require the least capital and have the highest returns. So, if a facility or line is running close to capacity, these debottlenecking investments will normally take place and add to industry capacity. Finally, capacity creep takes place in any market where the production line or facility is open and operating. Every industry can expect to see capacity creep expansion of industry capacity every year.